just for an hour, but 3 days. So I live on the West Coast. People have earthquake preparedness kits, and the Red Cross will tell you, have some cash on hand and have some low-value bills in your stash. And I love this idea of a cashless future. I'm interested in it. I spent a whole year not touching cash, but you know, I'm not going to not follow that recommendation of what to have in my emergency preparedness kit. Not quite yet. But what you're seeing is really that cash is undergoing this kind of death by a thousand cuts, right? And we don't know if it's cut number 890 or 952 just yet, but it's happening. And it won't be any kind of proactive decision on the part of government or anyone, really. It will be pushed to the margins by new technologies. So area one is new technologies, and the mobile phone especially. So in part of the book, I traveled to India to look at this idea. It was something I never had any understanding of before I launched into this project. And this is the idea that cash is actually the enemy of the poor and is most punitive for those people who don't have much of it. And, you know, it sounded so counterintuitive at first that I needed to follow around an economist from the Gates Foundation to get him to explain it to me clearly. But in short, you know, the issue is for those of us lucky enough to live in a wealthier country and earn a paycheck, we can toggle between money in electronic form and money in its physical form as we see fit. I don't like cash that much. I don't use it very much. If you really like using cash and want to wander to an ATM tonight and use cash to pay for dinner, terrific. When you're poor and you're trapped only using cash, you're excluded from the formal economy in ways that are crippling. And they're especially crippling because you can't brace for financial shock. You can't save in the way that people need to save if they have any hope of not just climbing out of poverty, but staying out of poverty. And what's happening now is a lot of development experts are encouraging this idea to get people transacting with their phones so that they don't need the cash.